So anyway, we've been going along on a series, Better Together. It's a relationship series, and we are in the fourth and final part of that series, Better Together. And we have already discovered that we are better together with God. That was part one. Part two, we are better together in a couple. And part three was better together with family. Can you imagine? And now, today, part four, better together with spiritual family. God created us and meant us to stick together in a spiritual family. And our spirit, who is our spiritual family? You know, it's funny because Jesus answered the same question. He was saying, people had said, oh, your mother and your brother are here to see you. And here's what he said. This is Luke chapter 8, verse 21. But he answered and said to them, my father and my brother are those who hear the word of God and do it. Our spiritual family are those that are working with God, discovering God, putting it into action, putting God into action in your life so that you can reap the benefits. God has all kinds of benefits, but if we don't put him into action in our life, we're not going to receive those wonderful benefits that he has. Our spiritual family is an important and integral part of our journey with God. What God wants to do is as we join and are knitted together with our spiritual family, that spiritual family is there to point us towards the perfect image of Jesus and to remind us that God created us to do amazing and awesome things. We need those people around us to remind us and help us to overcome sometimes difficulties and obstacles that we have in our life. And when we have that support system built in, it becomes easy because there's always somebody reminding you, you were created to be great. You were created to be awesome. They remind you that because Jesus was perfect and you received him into your heart, you now are seen the same way. God sees you as perfect. And that's what you want to have around you. You want to have a support system of people that are continually building you up and helping you to get to a new height through encouraging. They're like cheerleaders around you. And that's what Golden Heart is. That's what Golden Heart is. We are a group of a spiritual family that are growing together, encouraging one another to be their best. We are always pointing you towards God and saying, look, God wants you to be awesome. That's God's plan for you. And there's nothing that can stop you. There's nothing that can stop you from becoming your best when you have God in your life. You can overcome all the hurdles and all the obstacles. If you've ever noticed, if you've been surrounded, some people surround themselves with people that are more a distraction or a nuisance or a weight around their neck that pulls them down. Some people like together and just have drinks with the buddies and they complain about what's wrong with the boss and what's wrong with the life and what's wrong with the wife and what's wrong with, you know, everything in the government and everything else, and they just complain the whole time. How do you think you feel by the time you get out of there? And some people say, oh, that's bonding and venting. No, that's throwing yourself in the mud, and pretty soon you begin to drown in that. You know, the people of Israel learned this. Here, listen to what God says in Deuteronomy 7:15. And this is the Lord speaking. And the Lord will take you away from all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known. In Deuteronomy here, he has already taken the Israelites out of Egypt. He has taken them now to the promised land. And now that he's taken them out from among the Egyptians, he's telling them, you're not going to experience any of the sickness or any of the disease that you did when you hung around with them. See, in Egypt, they were worshiping idols. They weren't focused on the right thing. They weren't focused on God and how great God can make your life. They were caught up in other things. And as a result of that, they were experiencing sickness and they were experiencing diseases and they were experiencing challenges and discomfort. And now that God had removed them, the Israelites, from the Egyptians, they were no longer going to experience that. And 40 years that the Israelites were in the wilderness, not one of them got sick, not one of them had a disease. They didn't have those problems anymore because they were walking with God, and God was filling them and feeding them with that manna from heaven. When we're eating what God is giving us, receiving what God is giving us, then we can be healthy and strong. We can be wise. We can be filled with excitement about our life, and we start to discover why God created us. We start to discover what is possible. And as we continue to look towards Jesus and we see how awesome he is and everything he did, that he came and overcame all the difficulties and all the struggles and all the shortcomings and all the mistakes, and realize that you have received that gift into your heart, that gift of forgiveness, and you start to really understand, as your focus is on Jesus, you begin to see clearer and clearer and clearer that there is nothing stopping you from becoming your best self. There is nothing stopping you from fulfilling the plan of God that he has put in your heart. And that is an awesome thing. And we all want to continue to experience that. This was amazing with, you know, sometimes too often we hang around with the wrong people. We're not discerning and careful, but we want to surround ourselves with a spiritual family that is pointing us towards the perfection of God and the awesome things that God is doing in our life. Don't get careless and just keep hanging out with the same old people, you know, just because you know them and that's what you've done for the last 20 years and it's very comfortable. Make sure you're surrounding yourself with your spiritual family. You know, at Golden Heart, we continue to encourage people and tell them you can do it. I don't know how many people that have come that have started their own business. They started their own business because they discovered the purpose that God had for them, the reason why God created them. And then we encouraged them, said, you can do this. And as they began to pursue it, they realized, I'm going to start a new adventure. I'm going to start a new career. I'm going to start a new business. And we were cheering them on the whole way. And that's what you need. You know, there was a study that I read about, I think it was a couple of months ago that I read this study. It was talking about very successful people. People that had been successful at reaching a goal that they had intended to get to. And there were several things that they talked that these people did, but one thing really stuck out to me that they said was probably the most important point that they needed. And that was each of these people had surrounded themselves with a team. They had a group of people that they surrounded themselves with so that they could reach their goal. They didn't do it all by themselves. No man is an island, and nobody is going to be able to do it all by themselves. And this is something that highly successful people realized. They realized we need somebody else to help us in order to get there. In order to become all that I can be, we need somebody else there. There was, in this article, talked about this young girl. She was 16 years old at the time that this article was written. And she had just broke the record for sailing around the world. She was an Australian girl. And this was one of the amazing things. She had decided when she was about 14 or 15 that she was going to set this record. And the moment she decided that, she began to build a team of people around her that knew things that she didn't know, that had skills that she didn't have. And as she put these people in place, now realize this girl is pretty young, but she already understood the value of having a powerful team around you. And as she built that team up around her, you know, it continued to just grow, and as a result, she was able to break that record. She now holds that world record for being the youngest person to sail around the world, but she didn't do it alone. She had a great team around her. You know, this is the thing, is we need a good team around us, because when we don't have that team, we can fall away. I remember this one couple that we often work with and talk to. They're a part of Golden Heart, but they don't live close to us. They live thousands of miles away, actually. But that's one of the wonderful things about Golden Heart, is that you can be doing Bible study with us through a phone conference. You can be conversing with us over emails. You know, we have different ways of keeping you in touch. And this couple was doing a wonderful job of doing Bible studies, and they were doing some private sessions, and they were, really being a part of it. They were also listening to the podcasts and the videos every single week. That's why we post them on the website. They're there for you to listen to. And they were doing all this stuff, and they were really flowing and growing with God. Amazing things were happening in their life. They had some really incredible adventures and unexpected miracles come their way. And they were getting a lot of recognition in newspapers and magazines for what they were doing. And they were showing in these horse shows, and their horse was doing exceptionally well. But much of the time, you know, when we start to really succeed and do well, what happens is we get really busy. And they got busy. And their schedule became so busy that suddenly they realized, well, I don't have as much time to listen to the sermons or watch the videos. And then they didn't have time to attend the Bible study, so they kind of let that go. And you know, we didn't hear from them for a while, and we didn't know what was going on. And about that time, I happened to send an email, and I was sending an email to tell them about some of the wonderful things that were happening with me and Golden Heart. And they got that email, and they read it, and they were inspired by it, and they suddenly contacted me, and I started finding out what was happening with them. They had been starting to lose faith in God. They were starting to doubt maybe their dreams weren't going to come true. They were starting to think, you know what, it's just not going to happen. You know, it's taken too long, something's wrong. And that's what happens when we're not connected into a spiritual family. You start to doubt that you can make it work. You start to doubt, is God really working for me? You know, that's the importance of why we want to come together as a spiritual family. We are better together as a spiritual family. When you have people surrounding you that are encouraging you and telling you that you can do it, that God is with you and reminding you what God said and reminding you what God promised. If you remember the promises of God, then you keep on going and you know we will succeed. I will reach this goal because God has already said it is finished. It is done. He has already given me all the things and I just have to receive them. Luckily, when I started talking to this young couple, and they began to hear some of the great things that I was doing, they got inspired again. And they started realizing, oh, we need to get back into that Bible study. They started listening to some of the messages, and now they're right back on track. They're pursuing their goals, and they're having wonderful things happen again in their life. And they feel strong and close with God again. They feel more relaxed. Both of them were hurting at the time. Their backs were hurting. The life was slow, things were hard, it didn't seem like anything was ever going to happen. That's what it's like when you're out there on your own. I know that some people think the most spiritual people are the ones that are out there meditating on the top of a mountain or living out there in a desert. And I said this in part one, but I want to say it again. That is not the most spiritual people. God showed us when he walked on the earth as Jesus. The most spiritual person is in the midst of a crowd and a group. Anybody can be peaceful and loving out there in the middle of nowhere. But if you can come in here in the chaos that is society and be relaxed and be loving, that's where you're going to fulfill your dreams. That's where you're going to really start to grow. You don't grow out there by yourself. You grow in the midst of people. That's what God has planned for you, and that's what God wants for you. He has great things in mind. He wants you to be better together with your spiritual family. The minute this couple got back in, they got connected back in right away, things started going well again in their life, and they started feeling the confidence. We need that confidence. We need that confidence in our life. And that where we get that from is by always looking towards God and remembering his promises. Sometimes, though, we need people around us to remind us, encourage us. Hey, look towards God. Don't forget that perfect image of Jesus. That's the same way God sees you. And when you start to remind somebody of that, it lifts their spirit right away. It gets them back on track. And now they start to move forward, doing wonderful and amazing things, doing incredible things. We're already, you know, the way it is that, let me read what Paul said, actually. That's what I was going to do with you. Let's read first Romans 12, verse 5. This is something that Paul wrote. And Paul is the apostle that used to be Saul, and he also went on when he became Paul to start a lot of churches, meaning he was growing spiritual families. He was probably the number one guy in the beginning that started the most churches in several different countries. And he was doing that because he was being led by God to do it. So he really understood how the spiritual family was working. And here's what some of the things he was saying about that spiritual family. In Romans 12, 5, he says, "So we being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another." Let me read another one here from Ephesians 4, 14. Again, this is Paul speaking. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by trickery of men in cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking in the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the body, the whole body, joined and knitted together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So in this part, Paul is comparing the church, your spiritual family. He is comparing it to a body. He is seeing the head. He's saying the head is Christ, which is Jesus, which means the anointed one. Christ means that. And you are the anointed. That's why you're a part of that body. So Jesus is the head of it, and you're the body. And he's saying that you're knitted together. Did you hear that? He was saying that you're joined together, you're knitted together. And he's also saying you're sharing the skills and the talents that you have. You have different skills than other people here. You have different talents than other people, other strengths. And as a result, when we bring that together and knit it together, now we are stronger together. We are stronger together as one body than we are if we're all separated and trying to do our own thing. It's difficult. Even this couple, they had each other, but out there on their own, it was hard. They needed some other skills. They needed some other abilities and gifts to come in there and assist them. And the minute they reconnected back in, they started going along fine. You know, wouldn't it be ridiculous to try to separate your hand from your body? Do you think your hand could go off on its own and have a life? No, the minute it gets disconnected from your body, it's no good. It doesn't work like that. The same thing is one of you represents the hand of God. One of you represents the heart of God. One of you represents the mouth of God, the tongue of God, the lips of God. All these different parts of the body. They call it the body of Christ. Each one of you represents a different aspect in a different portion. Your piece of the puzzle is very important. We are stronger and better together. We are better together. We are stronger because we have all those different aspects. And the more that we can come and pull together with one vision, which is the plan of God, when we are continually looking forward to that plan and fulfilling that plan with God, he is opening our hearts and he is strengthening us. And there is no way we can fail. As we continue to walk forward, he will strengthen you even more. That is the wonderful thing about having that spiritual family around you. You will continue to overcome every obstacle. You will continue to climb higher. Your life will continue to change and grow in marvelous and amazing ways. And this is what we want to continue to do. Even Jesus, when he started his ministry, what was the first thing he started doing? He started gathering people around him. He had these guys called the 12 disciples. You remember these guys? That was the first thing he started doing. He started recruiting people to come with him, work with him. He was asking them, work with me. I'm gonna train you. He got them involved right away. He didn't try to do it by himself. He did all the main preaching, of course. He was the one that was teaching the lessons. But all those guys had important jobs to do. They were saying Judas was collecting the money. Right? Other people you heard in stories, they were collecting food and gathering. They were kind of helping organize the crowd. They were getting them in the right position. They all had a job to do. And every single one of them was very important. And that's why Jesus called them. And after Jesus had ascended, you know, when Judas had committed suicide, they needed one more. So they went and they got Stephen. They brought in another. They knew they had to have that group of 12 to support one another. And that's what really helped them to grow that church, grow spiritually, that they started working together and strengthening one another. They weren't doing it on their own. They weren't running off there by themselves and trying to get the new church started. They were consulting one another, encouraging one another, strengthening one another. There was times where their lives were threatened. That was tough going. I thank God today my life isn't threatened. You know, but they were. And so they needed one another to encourage and say, you can keep going. You can overcome this. So they were implementing that model that Jesus had created. Moses learned the same thing. I was talking about the people, the Israelites, when they went out into the desert. When they first went, all these people were looking to Moses. Moses was the only one that had the answers in the beginning. And as a result, it was putting a great strain on him and on the people. It was taking a long time to get your questions answered because all you could ever do was answer Moses. You know, ask Moses what your question was. But then what happened was his father-in-law realized this is a bad thing. You can't keep doing this. You're gonna ruin your health. You're going to ruin their health. It's not good for anybody. And he instructed him to appoint people, to appoint men over thousands and men over hundreds and men over tens. What was he doing? He was building a team. He was calling forth guys that were qualified to be a part of his team. See, Moses was trying to do it alone. It wasn't working. It was hard. The spiritual journey is a great journey and a wonderful journey, but it is made so sweet and so effortless when you let yourself be surrounded by a powerful team, by a spiritual family. That's what Golden Heart is. We're your spiritual family, and we're surrounding you and encouraging you and strengthening you, and we're using our skills to help you to climb higher. You're using your skills for us to climb higher. And together, we're knitted together, like Paul was saying in Ephesians. We're knitted together like one body. So it's not one hand over there doing something all by itself. The hand has to be connected to the body so that we can really experience the powerful plan of God. You have a mission and a purpose at Golden Heart. You have something important to contribute. What is it? Some of you already know. You know, as we've come here to Castle Heights, I didn't do it all alone. You might have seen me on the videos and heard me on the podcasts, and you see me at the front speaking, so you think, oh, well, it's all Ted. It's not. There were many people that went into helping this. We got the media crew behind the cameras and on the music and creating the videos. We got the children's program, you know, putting together, you know, taking care of all those kids and entertaining them and coming up with games and teaching lessons on that. We got the people that were putting up signs and taking down signs and putting out food. It was a team effort that was going on. We had ushers seating people, people greeting, greeters, you know, of all different kinds. So it's not just one person show. It wouldn't work very well if I was doing it all by myself. I know sometimes we were a little shorthanded, so it felt like you're running around a little bit more trying to cover a few assignments. But it was always easier when there's a group, you know, when there's a team that's pulling together. That's what your spiritual family is. And you are better together when you are pulling together with them. That is when you really grow spiritually. And that is when God has a powerful plan for you as you keep walking. We want to continue to work together and grow together. We want to be knitted together because that's how we achieve awesome, awesome goals. And with that in mind now, I want you to start thinking about Golden Heart because you're a part of Golden Heart. I want you to think about what your role is. Are you bringing your gifts and your talents into the spiritual family? Are you truly connected to the spiritual family? I know some people, they come and they attend, but they're not necessarily connected. They don't fill out the connection card. They don't ever ask for prayer requests. They don't ever get involved and volunteer on some level. They just attend. Continually in attendance doesn't mean you're connected. Like this couple, in order for them to get reconnected, they had to suddenly get back into the Bible study and really apply themselves. They had to start listening to the videos and the podcasts. They had to start requesting prayer requests. There was all these problems they had. They had back pain and they had financial difficulties, but yet they were not asking to pray for them. They just figured it wasn't important or it wasn't a big deal. It wasn't big enough deal, I guess I should say. But to get really connected, you want to be put in your prayer request, put in your connection card, get involved when we do something. Get excited about being involved too. I don't want to see a long, dreary face of being involved. You know, get really excited about it, that you can bring your own special talent and gift. You are very unique. It's like a piece of the puzzle, and you're the only one that has that piece. And if you don't bring your piece to the table, it's going to be missing. It's going to be a space there. just sitting open. The puzzle won't be finished. You have a unique piece of the puzzle to bring. Bring it. Don't just be an attender, but really get involved. Bring the piece and get connected. You know, when those pieces connect in the puzzle, then you have that completed picture. I think I told you this story, but I remember one time when we were kids, we were working on this really big puzzle. Oh, it had like a gazillion pieces, I think. And we worked on it for months and seemed like weeks and months and forever. Whenever we had a chance, the family would sit down, sometimes just a couple of us, sometimes the entire family, putting this puzzle together. And then we got to the end and we're just about finished. And we realized when we put everything in place, there was one piece missing. God, we were so disappointed. We were so upset. You know, we were thinking, oh man, we had pulled together and we were going to finish this. But there was one piece of the puzzle missing. Don't be that piece of the puzzle that's missing. Get connected into your spiritual family, into Golden Heart. Bring your piece of the puzzle so that we can have a completed picture, so we can fulfill the plan of God, so we can fulfill your life. God has a great plan for you. And it can be fulfilled through all the things that we're doing here at Golden Heart. You know, I'm just so grateful that you guys are coming. And I'm so grateful to those of you that have gotten connected and are a part of Golden Heart, doing awesome and amazing things. Because I've seen your lives change for the better. And I've seen my life change. And I know it's because we are connected and working as one. We are one body working together as Paul was describing it. And it's a great feeling to be a part of that spiritual family. We are better together with our spiritual family. Get yourself connected. If you're not, if you are connected, pat yourself on the back. You know, because you're doing a great job. And I know your life is changing and growing in all ways.